Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. As you know, the show is sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org as well as republicreview.org. And you also know, especially those who've been listening to this for a while, I do talk a lot about the news, but I try to take a different approach. I try to take a more of a macro view and or a pragmatic view, because I believe that the news, it shouldn't be something that grips you and goes, oh my gosh, this is just terrible. Look at this terrible carnage. Look at how bad things are. Because that is a path of no hope and surrendering. What we need to do is kind of change that, and that's what I've been trying to do. I try to use each of these articles and each of these, like yesterday, I did a decent job. As a matter of fact, let me get to some comments first. I did want to do a backup on Phil. Phil, I didn't get a comment from you yesterday, and I wasn't trying to be negative or anything like that. I get it. There are people that feel like, you know, I could have done a better job, and I wasn't trying to be dismissive or anything or insensitive. So if you want to send me an email and you think I could have done a better job or brought up other things, I'll just say this, that there's four 11-minute segments, because that's all the show is, a day. It's hard to get all of the things in. I know I could probably do better, and I will work on that because I want to be more succinct, more concise to give you all the information. But there is a lot of information out there, and, you know, I'm also trying to paint, you know, tomorrow's picture and so forth. So forgive me if I came out dismissive or anything like that. I do appreciate the comments. Now, I did get a comment from Kenny B. He liked the details I went into on H.W. Bush, George H.W. Bush. And so thanks, Kenny. I'll even continue what I was saying. To do all the research and to make all those things fit and to try to give you multiple perspectives or at least an overall general understanding of the background of an individual like George Bush, you know, and he had a pretty extensive career. One of the things I really didn't get into is you start connecting the dots with the fact that he joined the Navy as a pilot, and the CIA was an agency that was just starting up. I think there's a good likelihood, because if you look at how all of a sudden he was just gravitated to the DCI, how did that happen? Especially without any intelligence, air quotes here, background, other than, you know, working as ambassadors and even working as an ambassador and so forth. I'm going to tell you that it becomes, in the process of the vetting process of who do we select? Well, this guy's got, you know, he's active with the CIA. Let's put him in there, especially if nobody knows. And so I think if you start connecting the dots of all of the things that he was involved in, exposed to, and everything else that was going on at the time, there's no doubt in my mind that it is a very plausible piece of information that Baker was, I think, stitching together in tying him into the CIA and having his involvement with, because there's just too many coincidences of the JFK assassination and so forth. So I would love to see all of the data. It's really sad that we are redacting the historical information that we have, then the documents regarding the assassination of JFK. Why? What the heck is our government? Why won't Trump just release all of it? Now, especially now that Bush Sr.'s gone. But anyway, I appreciate the comments. Please, by all means, keep on sending me emails or sending me messages with Facebook, or I even check my Twitter account. You can follow us on, I believe it's Moby Strip Press or Moby Strip News, I think. I think I go with the news because you're limited with even how you title yourself. So anyway, I do want to get back into the militia perspective, but let me go back into what I really want to talk about today and two things of insensitivity, because I kind of have brushed over these things. And so I want to actually, one of them I haven't even brought up because it's actually news, but the other one I will dive into. But let me get through these obligatory things I need to say before I run out of time, and I've already wasted my first segment. So anyway, getting to be a little more succinct and concise so that I can actually get you the more details, data, and perspectives. I'm going to grovel. I need your help. We need your help. We need any type of assistance. Please get involved. What's it going to take? Like I've been saying, and the only reason we go through these news perspectives is to get you to understand what the heck is going on. And really, are you going to continually allow these things to keep pushing us and sliding us into communism? Our liberties are at risk, because the only thing that is protecting our liberties is the Constitution. So if you want to get involved at a local level, send me an email. If you want to get involved at a kind of at a distance, get involved with the Constitution Club at constitutionclub.ning.com. If you want to get involved, you know, with a different type of organization, contact the ourfirstright.org. All these links are on my other links page on reclaimingtherepublic.org. If you want to help what we are doing, because bottom line, the Constitution Club and Our First Right, they have real good tangible solutions that will help us, really good things that will help us, but they do not solve our real problem. Our real problem is constitutional compliance. The federal government is not complying to the Constitution. If you really want to solve the problem, be a part of history in stopping our slide into this global government that Bush Sr. put us on with his accepting of the Agenda 21 in 1992 that I told you yesterday about, then I would suggest that you send me an email. Get involved one way or the other. Or you can, if you don't have the time but you want to help, then just contribute to our GoFundMe campaign, which is Reclaiming the Republic, of course. The link to that is right there on our front page or the homepage of reclaimingtherepublic.org. I will tell you that you're only contributing to help cover my travel costs. You know, putting these shows on, and there's a lot of things I'm not asking for reimbursement. I am subsidizing this entire effort, it seems like, and I'm just trying to share the blessings with you. And the only thing I'm asking, because I do need to make these trips, I'm scheduled to go to Wyoming in May, and we're going to be talking about what we need to do to get ready for 2020. We're going to go rhino hunting. We're going to get the rhinos out of office in Wyoming. Now, that sounds kind of interesting to a lot of people. You want to get involved, send me an email. I'll start sharing some of the details that I do not want to go out over the airwaves. That's just because I do know that the enemy listens, because especially when they start understanding that these are real solutions. And so they're listening. There's no doubt in my mind they are listening. And I'll just leave it at that. So let me also state that I just got some information. I haven't digested it yet, but we'll get ready to start doing the coffee beans promos and the coffee grind promos. I'm not convinced. I'm not sure if they're going to do, because they pretty much, most only people want to buy are grinds. But anyway, we'll see if they're going to be offering beans. If you want beans, let me know. But we're going to get ready to start allowing you to actually help support us by spending money that you were already spending in buying coffee. Now, so these are, it's like a designer coffee, like a Starbucks or what have you. And so, but I believe these are very competitive prices, and we'll start examining all of this. And I may dedicate a lot more time to actually showing you that, hey, if you're drinking coffee and you could actually support the cause and not even change a penny going out of your pocket. I will also say this, please save whatever you can. If it's just a gallon of gas, whatever it costs for a gallon of gas a week, start putting that money aside, because we're going to need, and I'm going to be begging you to be contributing to these campaigns that are going to be coming up in 2020 in 6-7 states we want to be focused on. We need to start getting good constitutional candidates into these positions. So saving the money will help you to actually, you know, give some love or contributions. And if you add it up a week, that's, you know, $3 a week. That's going to be $12 a month. And over a year's time, that's going to be $100 and some odd. I will ask you to at least contribute. And these people that are signing these petitions in 2020, they need as much help as they can, because they've committed themselves, just like the guys that had signed the petitions that went into office. They committed themselves and they delivered. So what we need to do is get more people just like that so that we can start pushing Republic Review forward. So I am here to tell you that we need your help in many different ways, and you can get involved in the only opportunity that we have in saving our liberties, our Constitution, and our Republic. So with that, there you go. I've groveled enough to waste the first segment. So my apologies. When we come back, we're going to get into a little bit of insensitivity on my part, and then we're going to kind of go through some pragmatic views of some marketing, as I like to call it. So we'll be right back after this. Please stay tuned. Thank you so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Moby Strip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Moby Strip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their Constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. Well, before I jump into, you know, my obligatories, thank you for tuning in and so forth. Actually, I'll just say it now. Thank you for tuning in. It is helping because we are climbing in the ranks, and I appreciate that. What I want to do, because I want to point out that we're about 5.5 months out from Constitution Day. Are you having plans? Are you trying to make local plans? try to be the advocate, because matters of the Constitution at the local level is helping bring awareness to the Constitution. Because I'm telling you, folks, when you start reading the Constitution and you understand the limited defined powers that the federal government has, and you start seeing all of the things that they're doing outside of the Constitution, then it's like 2 + 2 = 4. There's no new math here. This is the real McCoy, and people will start understanding that we are not complying with the Constitution. They are exercising more powers than they have any authority to, especially when we start teaching people the meaning of an enumerated constitution over a general constitution. When they start reading some of these things that the framers clearly stated, that's why I'm actually considering creating like a little pamphlet as a guide to the ratification debate, so people actually can read for themselves and go, oh my gosh, how did we get so far off this track? And it's easy. The avarice of humans, whether it be men, women, or what have you, because I'm telling you, it was for a long time it was men, but right now we're seeing the avarice of women. I mean, the Trump's State of the Union address, when those women got up to applaud themselves, it just shows how they're so caught up in their own selves and their own myopic movements that they believe that, you know, is the most important thing. And I'm telling you, people, all people possess the, I'll just say it's a bad trait. It's a bad human trait. Avarice, greed, and what's in it for me, the old Whiffum. And I learned this from one of my business management teachers, Professor, I'm not even going to struggle on the name. I just remember he said, everybody's a Whiffum. Everybody is looking at what's in it for them. So that's one of the reasons why I do this marketing. I want to put it in a perspective. What's in it for you? You have to start realizing this is all about your liberties. So another way you can help is starting to, you know, bring up, hey, what are we going to do for Constitution Day? You know, anybody, if you're in circles, if you're with people that are patriots that celebrate Independence Day was only the push in moving in the right direction from England. Constitution Day is what really built this nation, this republic, as we understand it, because it's a constitutional republic, not an Independence Day republic, right? So anyway, thanks for tuning in. We did notice, and we've been monitoring, you know, where we're ranking and so forth, and we really appreciate the fact that you and telling people that, you know, hey, to tune in and so forth, it's working, and we really appreciate that help as well. So there's lots of ways you can help, so continue doing that and letting people know that there is a solution-based program out on the air right here on Red State Talk Radio. There is no sign, as I went through, there really is no sign in the news that the federal government is disbanding any of its tyrannical roles and responsibilities. And actually, if you start really looking at what the heck's going on in Congress, they're setting themselves up for more power. They're literally taking and positioning themselves in taking away liberties with some of these election bills and so forth, equality bills. They are reaching for your liberties. And the nice thing is right now, we have Trump that'll probably veto these because that's his job. But I'm telling you, when these ideas start coming out like Hillary Care and those types of things, they grow legs, and it doesn't take long before we swallow these things and lose liberties. That's why I like poking doctors in the eyes. When Hillary Care came out, they had the shot across the bow. They had 15 years to start investing because I'm telling you, your politics costs money. Your freedom, your liberty does cost money. You have to help get those guys in there. And campaigns are financial things. They have to go out and raise money, and they have to be able to get the advertising and get people to understand the message. That costs money. And that's why I am asking for you to actually start investing, because if you don't invest in politics, we're all screwed. because there are people out there like Soros that has, he doesn't even stop and take a breath. He just spends the money because he's buying the governments that he wants and he's getting them. So let me jump into the Red Pill XO. If you're on the East Coast, if you're near Connecticut, you have no excuse why you're not going to attend other than maybe the financial cost. But I'm telling you, save your money, get in there. It's at Hartford, Connecticut, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. A must attend type of event. So as I mentioned before, there was one insensitivity that I mentioned to you that I wanted to get into because this is it's not really insensitive, but I don't mollycoddle, and I'm not trying here to just make people feel good for what they're doing. I believe that if you think there are such things as moral sins, sexual sins, and so forth, then I believe you have the constitutional right to be able to say that's a sin, and I consider that an evil sin. That doesn't make anybody feel good now, does it? But bottom line, those are your beliefs. That is your property, and that's why I read Madison's Property, that essay. It's several paragraphs, but he hits the nail on the head. The most precious property, and they've already taken most of your tangible property. What is it you really own anymore? They're passing laws on use tax. Everything that you own that has a value, they want to continue to tax that every year, like it's not your property. Government is becoming so insatiable in their progressive communist agenda, and it's all about the redistribution of wealth. And they're buying more and more votes and getting more and more people to surrender to the indolence, just to living on a... Because people, as Thomas Sowell has said, people in America who are living on the dole, on the government dole, still have a much better life here than anywhere else in the world, practically. There are a few other states, but I am telling you, if you look at, you know, Scandinavia, if you look at some of these other countries, they're not shelling the burden in having the free flow of commerce. They're not covering any of the cost that this nation is covering. And when we capitulate, though, you will feel the shifting of the axes of the earth, and it will be like a wicked wind, you know, what was that? A cold wind blow therein or something like that? A wicked wind blow this way? Anyway, it goes to an old poetic statement that was used. A wicked wind this way came, or this way comes. That's what it was. A wicked wind this way comes. And so that's exactly what we're going to be dealing with when we capitulate as a nation. That's one of the reasons why people like Trevor Lawton have come here, because he believes that this is the last stand. It's not New Zealand. It is here. Because look at what's going on in New Zealand. They're already taking people's property. So let me dive into my first insensitive comment. I don't know if you know who Leslie McSpadden is, and I'm probably mispronouncing it. It could be Spaden, but I'm just saying McSpadden. She's the mother of slain Michael Brown in Ferguson. And so she actually, if you didn't know, she was running, and I don't know what race it was, but she was challenging the incumbent in a local race. And she ended up coming in third yesterday on the ballot. So in other words, she was defeated. And she was really upset and so forth. And I'm not sure if you remember, but I would ask that you go back and you look at the tragic incident of Michael Brown. And my perspective is that here was a young man that was not reared to have respect for the law. Here was a young man that was not reared to have respect for fellow life and fellow humans, which is why he was on a little bit of a tirade the day he ended up dying. I believe that the parents really failed, Leslie really failed in helping her son become a contributor to society instead of a bandit, whatever you want to call it. It's not like this police officer went into a church choir, grabbed him off the stage, threw him into the streets, and then gunned him down. If you look at the circumstances, Michael Brown was already a troubled youth, and it had everything to do with the moral decay and how parents are not taking responsibility. Trayvon Martin, the same thing. Why is it that parents aren't insisting? I will say this. I know a person very close to me who had a son that he didn't have with him, his ex-wife had, and he was not going to graduate. And the option was that because the mother was just no way going to let the son go down and, you know, be with the dad. But when she realized what was happening and that she couldn't have the control that he needed, his father's influence, she allowed to let go of her son, and the money that was coming in for child support allowed that money to go just for the best, what was best for her son. And her son graduated, her son and his son went into the military and has now got a very great career and is doing awesome. And I'm so proud of this young man and my friends. And so anyway, I've got to go. I'll be right back after this. Thank you so much.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
So in all fairness, I'm not here to poke Leslie McSpadden in the eye. I'm not here to poke anybody in the eye. But bottom line, if you're having a child, take the responsibility seriously. You don't want to go through what Leslie went through. And especially the fact, and the sad fact, the sad truth here, my friends, is that she didn't get it, and she doesn't get it. I would love it when we actually take on liberty and, what's the best way to say this? I just bury it in our bosom. And I say this because the things that are inseparable from liberty, it's not just free agency. Liberty does not mean freedom. Liberty means free agency that also comes with responsibility and accountability. In other words, you're free to do whatever you want to do, but you have to take responsibility and you have to take accountability for those things that you have done. And there are processes for that. And unfortunately,
in today's society, there are so many of us that went down this path of perversions of the family, perversions, sexual perversions, and all of these other things because society was bombarding us and the church failed us because the Christian churches have abdicated their responsibility over compassionate services, their involvement in holding the line of morality. They're not, I mean, you may hear some really good sermons here and there, but they're not out there. They were the ones that abdicated their responsibility for education back in the 1850s when the churches said, we're not going to do this anymore. You do it, state. That is when the state, because most people didn't think that it would be converted into such an evil, godless, secular, national church that it is today. But apparently people didn't understand history because that's exactly what happens through the course of time. So I'm just saying that it's time, and unfortunately, I think that in Leslie's case, I think she was using her wit or her loss of her son as a mechanism instead of, and this kind of lends to avarice, the greed of trying to make something out of something in the equity that people perceive that you deserve. So I'm really trying not to be insensitive, but I'm trying to point out the paradigms, the sour, the bitter paradigms that we as a society in the land of the free and the home of the brave have abandoned, and how we have adopted paradigms that are so destructive. If you've got kids that are on the wayward path, I just ask that you exert your authority as the father or as the mother, and you grab that kid by the scarf of the neck and you tell her that there are consequences to their decisions. Use pragmatic approaches, use moral approaches. Don't just let your child wander off. They will listen. They may not respond immediately, but over time, those things sink in. I can tell you, I was such a wayward son. I was so involved in so many wrong things, and my parents didn't surrender. They didn't give up. They kept on praying. They kept on engaging me and talking to me and trying. They tried every which way, but they didn't give up. And so, you know, I think I turned out to be a pretty decent person with all the mistakes I've made, and nobody's perfect. If heaven required perfection, none of us would make it, and that's why Christ atoned for our sins. Again, I don't want to get into, you know, gospel and preaching and that type of stuff, but it is integral to our society, and we've abandoned our Christian mores and our Christian values, and it was a huge part of our society. As Alexis de Tocqueville noted, that was the difference, that there was a symbiotic relationship, but not a financial or any other type of direct relationship between church and state. So when Hugo Black, the KKK, 33 degree or whatever, KKK man, started inserting that concept of separation of church and state, he perverted the essential things of American society that made us great. And that's why I'm here to tell you, Holder doesn't know. He doesn't get it. He'll never get it. It's all about an agenda to him. So let me get into the insensitivity or pragmatism regarding sexual deviance. And that's just because there was this little item in the news. I think it popped up last week, and I didn't get a chance to go into this. And this is regarding homosexuality in the schools. A guidance counselor in Indiana High School lost her job, or she's in the act of losing her job, because she is involved in a same-sex marriage, making her the second employee to do so under these same circumstances. Now, this is how the news is spinning this, because we need to feel, you know, oh, this is really bad because they're coming after her for her morality and so forth, right? And so, you know, we're just intolerant and this is just so wrong. I'm telling you, and I will, and the evidence proves out that as they take control and as we cower and as we surrender our morality, they will be so intolerant. I think that there is a pragmatic side to this, and you have to start looking at it from that view. But let me get into that after I finish this. Lynn Starkey, the co-director of guidance counseling at Roncalli High School in Indiana, was told earlier this month that her contract would not be renewed for the 2019-2020 school year. Her lawyer, Kathleen Delaney, said in the statement, Starkey was the co-director with Shelley Fitzgerald. Now, this is a key point that I think they just glossed over here. The co-director with Shelley Fitzgerald, who made headlines in August that year, last year, when the high school officials put her on paid administrative leave because she is married to a woman. So in other words, it seems like the guidance counselors for this high school was all a bunch of lesbians or homosexuals that were working together, and they apparently hired, you know how you people get jobs because it's not what you know, it's who you know. And so is it a coincidence that two people in the same circumstances are losing their job? I don't think so. I will tell you that children, as I've said this before, children are a natural byproduct of heterosexuality. We make a huge mistake in believing that somebody leaves their ideology and their own personal views out of the classroom, out of school, out of work. You hear me tell you all the time that we need to make sure that there is a balance of these ideologies in government between communists and, you know, liberty-minded people. Because if you have too many communists in one job section, like the DMV or something, next thing you know, they're allowing illegals to get driver's licenses and they're helping them become voters. That's happening in red states, my friends. Red states. That's what happened in Nevada. That's what's happening in Washington. Washington was a red state. It's happening in North Carolina. It's not just California. They're learning. They're creating these tests. Oh, this is working. And they export it out to all the little blue cities. And the blue cities are what? Population centers usually. Because North Carolina is a very conservative, but when you get into the big population center, it's actually pretty liberal. Same thing with Wyoming. Cheyenne is a liberal town. There are blue Democrats that have jobs in Cheyenne in the state legislature. So my point is that people today are politically wired and they do not leave their wiring at home. They do not follow a script of neutrality. They don't. They'll get up and they will preach just like I am behind this microphone. This is what people do. It is embedded in us. It's integral. It's innate. So it is not a coincidence that Lynn Starkey and Shelley Fitzgerald, both co-directors, had the same sexual inclination. Hoodwink, hoodwink. You understand what I'm saying? It wasn't a coincidence. And so the fact is that are we obligated to throw our children into the den of lions or allow lions into our schools? Because it is a well-known thing that children are impressionable. They don't have any wisdom. They have no knowledge of application and results and those types of things. They are still just sucking up whatever you tell them. And if you make it into a very good emotional state, because children will gravitate towards the emotion instead of the logical side. And I'm telling you, that is why homosexual marriage is being embraced by kids coming out of school today. Because it's being indoctrinated as a positive thing. So, As you can tell, I haven't even finished my insensitives, and I've got a lot of other stuff that we'll have to get into tomorrow, but we'll come up onto the last segment, and I will try to wrap this stuff up, and we're going to challenge your paradigm regarding Trump's administration currently, because I think we can start doing some analysis, so we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. So let me wrap up here. Let me try to wrap this up. Because I am really trying not to be insensitive. I'm trying to speak in a very logical sense. And I know I'm going to be rubbing people wrong. And that's because way too many people have been indoctrinated into accepting homosexual perversion. And so, as I said, children are very impressionable. And as a matter of fact, I'll even make this comment because I talk about this in my writings. If you understand, back in Florida, and I want to say it was in the 90s, maybe the turn of the 2000th century, there was some teachers and a school board and actually a school district that because the parents wanted to start allowing prayer back in the school. Remember, we've had the results of taking prayer out of the school. It's been 40 plus years and we've witnessed the fact that we have created a debased society and, you know, it is our problems. We need to start undoing these things. You've heard me say this. And so in this interview, in this news article interview, they were talking to one of the teachers and the teacher came right out and said, hey, we know kids are very impressionable and we don't want them to be indoctrinated into religious dogma. What she just said, she just revealed her hand that they were indoctrinating their kids in a secular, godless, religious dogma that they didn't want to have to compete with the religious moral dogma of God and our Creator and the morals that He has given us as we understand in Christendom. And they don't want to have to compete because they know the kids are impressionable and they won't win as many kids over. And I'm telling you, fans, they understand this. They want to have a full monopoly on information and the narrative that goes into your kids' heads. So as school districts are starting to wake up, unfortunately, they're not implementing the Bible. They're starting to, though. And people are starting to get this message that the whole problem with our society, the reason kids are shooting kids, and the reason we have all of these types of problems is because we've debased ourselves as a society. The reason Michael Brown and Trayvon Martin ended up in tragic deaths is because we have debased ourselves in the society, and parents need to start getting this. Your kids are worth it. Stand up for them. Our liberties are worth it. Stand up for the Constitution. You have a constitutional right to be able to express yourselves religiously and to pray in school. The Supreme Court has no right to take that away from you. And the Constitution, as defined in the ratification process, was very clear that they did not have the enumerated power to step in any fashion. And that is one of the reasons why we put a nugatory upon them that they could not regulate and take away how we express ourselves. So, anyway, I apologize for the rant. But these things are really important. And if you understand today, the paradigm is that school is just babysitting to allow parents to get ahead, for both parents to be able to go to work and bring in money and what have you. I'd say probably over 70% of the households today that are working. We have way too many households that aren't working, that people are on the government dole and nobody's working, but they're still not in the homes and they're still shoveling their kids off out to, you know, the indoctrination centers instead of homeschooling. Because homeschooling may not be that easy, or they just can't afford it because of all the other lifestyle choices that they're making. I am here to tell you that most people look at school as a babysitting service. And let me ask you, would you have a babysitter come into your home that is a known pedophile, a known bestialist, somebody that would, engage in bestiality? Would you allow your children to be exposed to these types of people, especially in an indoctrination center where for hours on hours, days, 5 days a week, they're going to be exposed to these ideological paradigms? These people do not tuck those things away, and they do not follow a script. They have all the latitude to impress your children to move away from any type of moral standings. I look at school as one of our biggest problems. We have to take it back. The only way we can is Republic Review. Republic Review challenges the unconstitutionality of the government having anything to say about education, the federal government, because it's not an enumerated power. And Republic Review will bring the schools back to the states and the local level. It'll annihilate Common Core. It'll annihilate all of these centralized powers and this evil indoctrination. What's it going to take? Aren't your kids worth it? Isn't our liberties, aren't they worth it? And these are the things that are at risk. I am here to tell you that there are consequences to our decisions. And when somebody decides to make a decision that they are going to go down this path of perversion, then you have to live with the consequences. You can't have kids. You shouldn't be wanting access to kids. Go live in your perversion that you've chosen. You, of your own free will, these people of their own free will, because I know most people that are listening to this aren't wired this way, but these people that are, go off and live the life that you've chosen. If you have regrets, you want to have a family, then go through counseling. Get the needed help so that you can have the moral family. And I'm here to tell you, you really need to get into a way leader or a religious, involved counseling so that you understand procreation and the importance of these spiritual beings that we're bringing into this world. There are consequences to your decision. So I got only 4 minutes left and I got so much more material. But when I get passionate about these things, it's so easy for me to just not move on. So let me move on. I want to start challenging you, and we're going to pick this up tomorrow. So wherever I leave off, because I want to start challenging you to start critically looking at the Trump administration. We've got well into 2 years. We now see everything kind of setting up for the re-election of Trump. Now, there is no doubt in my mind that the alternative that Trump will be facing will be an evil alternative. And I'm telling you, if Trump loses in 2020, which there is a good likelihood, because if you haven't noticed, these kids graduating from school that are foaming at the mouth to throw away their liberties, they are very motivated in voting in the next communist. So you better start getting involved. And that's why I'm hoping that all of this starts making sense, that I can start putting this all together, that everything I'm saying is true. Forgive me, I'm pounding on the desk. I'm not lying. If you challenge me, please, if you do not think that I am correct on this, then show me my wrong. Show me my error. We need to start working together to get constitutional people back in if we want to save our liberties. And so we need to start looking critically at what the heck's going on, because I've kind of given you a good history with Bush and how Bush seemed to be this conservative that sold us out to communism, global communism. What is Trump? Is Trump really the moral conservative? Maybe he is, but I'm here to tell you that I think there are a lot of things you need to start considering now that we've seen the results of 2 years of his administration. And I'm telling you right now, there are lots of sideshows. And I haven't even gotten into the sideshow du jour, like Adam Schiff and so forth. Currently today, the NATO secretary, this is a positive on Trump. So he's doing good things that we would not be doing because we had nothing positive under Obama. We were selling ourselves out. We were apologizing to the world and we were subjugating ourselves. We were giving away and our economy died. NATO general or secretary general John Stoltenberg is now speaking out. And this is interesting because he happens to be a part of the Scandinavian countries. And he's actually speaking out. I think he was speaking out today regarding Trump's plan in pushing other countries to, you know, pick up their spending to taking on their fair share. And so it's working. And he's commenting on this and getting these other countries involved in their fair share of help. And so there's no doubt in my mind what Trump is doing in some aspects that Obama wasn't doing and Bush wasn't doing. We were kept on picking up the tab for everybody, and that was running up our debt. Now, Trump's been running up our debt, too. Our debt's been going up. Go look at the debt clock if you don't believe me. But another positive thing, his deregulations are helping the economy. Did you make any more money on your tax returns? Most people in California, you know, they knew they were screwed because they weren't going to be able to write off their state taxes. So they now get, you know, the double whammy. But more people, as you're doing your taxes, we're coming up on tax day, more people are realizing, gosh, I got to pay. What the heck? Yes, you may be making a little bit more money, but now you have to pay a little bit now. So even though he's deregulating and changing the tax codes, making things seem like it's getting better, I'm just telling you that we're still not in a super healthy economy. We're not. We need to do a lot of things, and we need to start making a lot of changes. So with that, I'm going to talk about some of those changes we need to make, but we need to do this by looking pragmatically at the Trump administration. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless, and I'll be back tomorrow. We'll be picking up on the Trump administration tomorrow. God bless.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review, so please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of Liberty